Okay, it's time for wireless mic fun here at the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. Parts unknown, brand new location this year, and sleeping out in the woods last night was Jake. Gordo is out with the wireless now. Come in, Gordo.
Yes, do you have me, Craig?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm probably about a quarter of a mile away from you.
I can see you. Can you see me waving?
Barely, yeah.
It's too far.
And we're with Jason Killer Kellison, who's come equipped with a musical instrument, and Corby Davidson. Corby's...
Killer, what instrument are you planning on playing today?
The double B-flat tuba.
It's a double B-flat. I don't understand this. So you have a little music stand that attaches to your tuba, mm-hmm. and one of the pieces of music you have here is just four bars here, and it says, Happy Birthday. Why do you need the sheet music to Happy Birthday?
I have no memory skills, so I need music.
All right, compare and contrast memory and memory skills.
I don't understand the question.
Okay, all right, here we go. All right, we're approaching now Jake's tent out here in the field.
The lone tent.
And we are wading through the ankle-high, dewy grass between the two stock ponds. And Dan asked an interesting question here. Let's see if we can get Dan to ask. Dan, what was your question that you had about this pond over here?
Oh, how much to get into the middle of that guy right there? Looks pretty disgusting.
Yeah, and it's only about probably knee-high, that pond right there. So you're offering some money for someone to walk out in the middle of it?
Or how much would you pay me?
That one. That's the pond you need to go
yeah,
to.
Yeah, this one over here is more
that
disgusting.
That looks gnarly.
With the film on the top,
yeah.
the filmy layer.
Right.
That's like brain-eating amoeba
right,
pond.
Go.
Yeah, let's go.
Or let's throw the cat in.
No, don't throw the cat in there. I'm telling you, I'm going to take that cat home.
You need to.
She's too cute. Look at her. She's following us. She's walking out of here with us.
What are you, walking out?
Campound so cat.
Yeah, campound cat. Okay. So we're approaching. Jake slept out in the middle of this. And as you can see, he's got his air mattress, which basically fills the whole tent. He's got his plug. He's sleeping under a pecan tree, which is, this is idiotic. Pecan trees shed limbs, and he's up right up under a Widowmaker.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
Oh, no.
Barn cat just ran away.
What are you? What? We don't know what song
going
is
going on.
Oh, we just now got it. Oh, I'm seeing the tent. The tent is moving. Okay, Corby, go ahead and unzip the tent.
I think he's undoing it.
Killer's worked all year on this song.
Oh. We have music coming, emanating from inside of here. Call Me Maybe from Carly Rae Jepsen. Let's unzip the tent.
My alarm clock.
Jake.
There's no time.
Oh, gross.
Oh, no. Is he naked?
Oh, Jake, I'm sorry. I'm dude.
He's wearing a GIMP mask and a
dude.
Collar. And
I'm so I was supposed to unlock you last night, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, and then Killer's part of a little playlet here. Yeah. And Killer says, I was supposed to unlock you last night. And now Killer is unlocking a lock that's around Jake's neck and chain. So Jake has presumably been chained up all night.
Yeah. That's why he wanted his own tent.
Yeah. Right.
Right. God.
So
did you see how he emanated from the tent?
Yeah. And I was wondering why Dan was filming this whole thing. It's because of this playlet that we have going on right here.
I told you I'd been wearing a sleep mask.
So they got a...
he did say that.
Yeah.
The amount of money... That thing...
Viral content.
That is legit... I know that.
Yeah, that's real.
No, it gets you to REM sleep, slow wakes.
Uh-oh.
It's just, they call them sleep masks. I think they're...
No, that's a machine mask.
Yeah. All right, so you need to leave it on and let's walk over to the broadcast booth and let everybody see you.
Hold on, let me get my vape.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. It's just, this is not a healthy lifestyle for him. He's got to get his vape while wearing a machine mask. He's going to be vaping through a machine mask.
Just imagine Jim Carrey.
in Ace Ventura crawling out of the back of the when he was inside the hippo, you know, and he crawls out of the anus. Just
was
imagine
the anus or the vagina.
Yeah, it was one of them. But just imagine that scene. But he had a machine mask on, a bondage mask on. That's what Jake looked like. It was so funny, shirtless, his little panties on.
Why is Jake always dressing in bondage gear at compounds?
Well, he buys that stuff for his lovemaking, but his wife isn't into it, and so it always ends up he needs another use.
What a crazy scene is. Killer walks behind you with a tuba.
Back behind him.
And back behind him is Jake shirtless.
Is a gimp.
Look at that parade.
This is the craziest
this
parade
is camping.
I've ever seen.
Hey, I think in this part of the world, that scene's not too uncommon. We're in a pretty wild, wide open country here.
Oh, my gosh.
Lots of crazy people out here. All right. So, Dan, what'd you think of that?
Kind of hot.
What do you think that costs? What do you think that mask costs?
$100? Oh, that's, yeah, that's a $200 mask, $150 mask. Yeah.
Let's get back to 4 9.
Yeah, no.
Dan, do you have a morning joke for us?
No, man, I'm evolving. I've changed a lot in the last 5
how,
years.
Really? What's the time period?
Just you've been about changed? 4 to 6 years, somewhere in the middle.
Let's just stay at the middle. Let's split the difference there and say 5 years.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right, then. High sign.
Okay. All right, here he comes. Look at that. He can barely see. He's having to keep looking down at his feet.
He's going to walk into something.
Lose his footing. Okay, back to you guys at Broadcast Central.
All right, thanks, Gordo.
Way to go, Gordo.